Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Angelo, and you're listening to Speaking Facts with none other than Angelo Ames. Hey, that's me. I'm not really going to talk about sports or nothing like that right now. I'm going to talk a little bit about reality and some of the things that the trials and tribulations that I've been going through this past month? Well, almost a month, I say. I've been married for 5 years and been with the same woman for 10. We recently separated, split up, however you want to call it. And she gave me a 99 Jeep Cherokee. I ain't gonna lie, she gave me the truck. And, you know, she wanted me gone and things like that. We just practically grew apart. I've been sleeping in my truck for like the last two weeks out of this month, I've been sleeping in my truck. I've never in 28 years imagined encountering something like this in my own life. I mean, I've been homeless before, but not sleeping in a vehicle type homeless. I've never dealt with anything like this. So now that all the episodes on TV and movies and things like in documentaries of people being homeless, this shit ain't no joke. And it's cold outside and it's almost Christmas and all of that. And I'm just sitting out here like, damn, you know, I know I'm not perfect, but damn, like, what did I do to be put in this position? The old saying, oh, yeah, God won't put too much on you that you won't be able to bear, or some mess like that. I'm just like, yeah, why did he put this on me in period? You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be around my kids. And I'm not saying that I can't go be around my kids. It's just that I can't crank my truck and get over there right now. She probably think I'm out doing this and doing that with this woman and that woman. I ain't studying any woman out here in Georgia. Yeah, they might look good and, you know, they big ass and all this and all that, but I currently can't move to get around and handle my business. And a woman, if it ain't my woman, any other woman, it don't matter to me. You know, I'm sitting out here looking stupid as hell, literally looking stupid. And I get on social media and everybody just living their life and doing what they got to do. I'm not hating on nobody that's making their money and doing what they got to do. Oh, no. If you're making your money, you doing what you got to do by all means. That's what's up. Congratulations. I look at myself like, damn, dude. You hit harder. You went lower than rock bottom. The hell with rock bottom? Shoot. You got something that's good. The moral of this story is, if you got something that's good, don't take it for granted, ladies and gentlemen. Don't take it for granted. You got a good woman that holds you down, that been holding you down for 10 plus years or whatever, don't take it for granted. Because you too would end up in the situation that I'm currently in right damn now. One day I can look back on this and be like, yeah, I remember this and hee hee ha ha. But currently, right now, all that hee hee ha ha, that shit went out the window. Ain't nothing funny about the situation that I find myself currently in today. I miss my children so much. I'm a sucker for my kids. Relationships come and go. But when you have kids that's involved, and you actually love and care about your damn kids like I do, shit hurt, you know? Shit suck, you know? These are real facts. Life. Everyday life. That's what needs to be talked about more than wrestling and basketball and all that other shit. We need to talk about what's really going on. When you peel your eyeballs open in the morning, what do you see? What is your life about? What do you have going on? Are you in a positive situation or is the situation negative? And if you're in a negative situation, what in the hell can you do to get out of the situation that you find yourself in right now? If you're stuck, how can you unstuck yourself? How can you get unstuck? I don't know really how to, I don't know no other way of putting that, but I mean, that's just like the grand damn question. if you find yourself in a shitty ass situation like this one, I'm sitting in my truck talking to y'all, no job, got to donate plasma just to get a couple of ends in my pocket, just to get something to eat. This ain't no joke. And I got a whole wife and kids 25 minutes from where I'm at currently right now. And I know I can call her right now and be like, hey, this is what's going on. I'm here. I know I'm going to hear her mouth, oh, you this and you that, but I know she'll eventually get in that truck and come to where I'm at and come bail me the fuck out. At least take me back to the house. And I know y'all probably thinking, well, motherfucker, how come you just won't do that? It's easier said than done. Literally, it's easier said than done. As a man, when you put yourself in shitty predicaments, as a man, it's actually up to you to figure out how to get yourself out of the situation that you know what I'm saying, that you in. Hello, I'm a man, so I got to figure it out. I mean, I've made some phone calls. I try to get some people to help me out, but I'm not about to sit here and blow your phone up either. I'll just keep donating my plasma and keep letting the money add up so I can get these parts for this truck and I can get back on the road and go handle my business. That's it. But once again, the whole moral of this little chit-chat conversation, man, if you got something good, bro, you got something good, keep what you got. Don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted, man. I'm sitting here learning the hard way. Well, y'all got anything to add or anything that you want to put in on this conversation? Any of your own experiences that you went through or you're going through or whatever? Drop a line. Drop a paragraph. Hell, drop a story. Let me know if you went through something like this or going through something like this or going through your own situation. What are you doing about it?